Federal officials have begun an investigation into Saturday's crash of a freighter into a New Orleans Riverside tourist area. More than 100 people were injured, 3 remain hospitalized. The accident occurred when the 70,000-ton vessel lost power and rammed the Riverwalk, a popular shopping, restaurant, and hotel complex along the Mississippi River. City officials say it's miraculous that no one was killed in the accident. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Rescue teams have searched through the damaged area twice, using infrared cameras and trained dogs to search for possible victims. So far, the news is good, says New Orleans Port President Ron Brenson.
With the passing of each hour, our confidence grows that, in fact, we do have a Christmas miracle and that we will get through this without any fatalities.
Today, searchers used a sensitive sound device to make sure no one was trapped inside the 200-foot section of the Riverwalk that collapsed when the Liberian-registered MV Brightfield slammed through a concrete wharf and into the shopping mall. 10% of the mall and a parking garage were demolished, and about 60 rooms of the Hilton Riverside suffered damage. New Orleans Fire Chief Warren McDaniels says searchers have been unable to reach parts of the damaged area because it's structurally unsafe.
We have no reason to believe that there is anyone still in the rubble. However, we are not going to stop until we have examined every portion of that rubble. It's going to take a lot of planning. It's going to take some detailed plans in terms of shoring up and stabilizing the building.
The moored freighter is keeping the collapsed building from falling into the Mississippi. There's a 15-foot gash in the ship's bow. Coast Guard and National Transportation Safety Board investigators have been aboard the grain ship interviewing its Chinese crew. NTSB board member John Hammerschmidt says the initial investigation shows the 736-foot freighter lost power when the ship's main lube oil pump failed.
The number 2 standby lube oil pump kicked in. The ship's automatic engine control system took over as it was designed to, reducing the RPMs of the engine, which in turn reduced the speed of the vessel, which in turn reduced the maneuverability of the vessel.
Given that scenario, Hammerschmidt says, investigators will now evaluate how the Brightfield's crew reacted to the emergency.
Was there proper training? Was there coordination between the river pilot and the master? Were there any language difficulties in that regard? So those are the type of areas we will be investigating while we're here in New Orleans.
Federal officials will also be looking into port safety issues, particularly the problems posed by waterfront recreation facilities like the Riverwalk and casino and paddlewheel boats. The Coast Guard says as often as once a week, vessels report power failure problems as they navigate this windy stretch of the Mississippi from Baton Rouge to the Gulf of Mexico. Port President Ron Brenson.
Everything that we do out there is cloaked initially and primarily with a concern for public safety. We know what the trend line is for these failures of power and steerage, and we realize what the risks are. But we also realize that the public has an interest to being at the river's edge.
City officials say the Mississippi River is vital to New Orleans as both a port and a tourist attraction. Today, the Coast Guard is reopening the river to most shipping traffic, except for large vessels like the Brightfield. Tomorrow, the Coast Guard and the NTSB start a formal Marine Board hearing on the accident. This is Debbie Elliott in New Orleans.